Around here, we know Pete Pritard as the Duke of Jazz, host of Lights Out Jazz on Wednesday nights. During the school year in Covington, he's a teacher of history and government. In May, he was recognized as Citizen Educator of the Year by the Covington Veterans of Foreign Wars. This wasn't an award I was familiar with, so I asked him what he knew about it.
When I got to talking to Paul Linkenhoker, who's the kind of the liaison with the VFW chapter, it came to me that it was really a special award in a lot of ways. Number one, I'm a veteran. And number two, I've worked really hard in my history classes in school to try to get students to look at citizenship and see what citizenship really means in a day-to-day basis, and to kind of model that for them, that, you know, they've got to sign up for the Selective Service, they've got to vote. Every time we vote, I make sure I'm wearing my voting button. And they'll ask me, did you vote? And then, of course, they'll ask me who I voted for. And so we talk a lot, and it's important for kids to understand, especially teenagers who sometimes can be very opinionated, that it's their responsibility to listen, to try to discern from fake news to real news and what is really the issues, and to think carefully about making a decision about who they would vote for or what they would vote for in an election. So it really honors that, a role of a teacher in a classroom to talk to students about citizenship.
Mr. Pritard described how to recognize a student who seems to understand what it takes to be a good citizen.
A lot of it has to do with students who volunteer to go out of their way to help people in the community. Students who go out and ring the bell at Christmas time, that's one of the indicators. They get involved in their community. And a couple of my students have actually worked on committees or helped in re-election campaigns. And so that's really interesting. Students in their senior year who take government, they do a lot of projects where they get out and get involved and go to the city council meetings or, you know, the supervisor board meetings and school board meetings to see what's going on.
And how does it feel to know others have been paying attention to your hard work?
Well, it surprised me and it honored me. I felt very honored to be selected. I never have gone out of my way to pursue, you know, I'm not writing the essay or anything else. I've helped kids write essays and come up with ideas, but it really honored me, and it honors me as a veteran to be selected by these peers to be appointed as a citizenship educator. That says a lot about my profession as a teacher too, and that really recognizes me. And that makes me proud to be a teacher, and honors me that okay, I'm doing some good here. I'm helping.
One exercise in citizenship I had the pleasure of being there for was when Pete brought a group of jazz musicians to Hot Springs from Covington to play for a radio station fundraiser. While we always appreciate the live performances during fundraisers, as an AMR board member, Pete also understands how community radio relies on a wide range of music for its listeners.
I wish we had more kids who would step up to the plate on Saturday and play their favorite music, because we don't really get a lot of young people's music. We do get a lot of rock and roll and other kinds of music, but and I know Highland and Pocahontas have their radio club, and I'm starting to hear some of that music in the afternoons, but it would be nice if we had kids who stepped up and wanted to play some of their kinds of music.
So for all you future radio hosts, use what citizen educators know and share your taste and talents first here at Allegheny Mountain Radio.